Grace, mercy, and peace be to you on this fifth Sunday of Lent. My wife used to work at the Family Promise office in Bluffton. One day she came home and told me about an elderly lady who had come into the office and asked several questions about the mission of the Homeless Intervention Program. She then promptly wrote a check with a very large donation to Family Promise. Georgia came home telling me that that's the lady she wished she could be. She saw joy and generosity in that woman, selfless giving that was making a difference. All our lives, we have not been considered wealthy by any standard. Yes, we have regularly supported three churches and several charitable organizations here in South Carolina. Usually, Georgia writes the checks because she finds great joy and satisfaction in doing so. I admire her attitude and her sense of commitment, and I'm happy to let her do that. The story of the woman anointing Jesus' feet with expensive perfume is in all four Gospels, though told slightly differently in each of them. In John's version, it was Mary, the same Mary who was at Jesus' feet while Martha worked the kitchen and hosted a crowd. This is probably a different occasion. Though remember that the biblical writers were telling these stories, they were writing them down 20 or 30 years after they actually happened, so the details sort of got muddled. Regardless, the main focus of the story is Mary's extravagant honoring of Jesus by anointing his feet with a very expensive perfume. Scholars have noted that this fragrance probably cost the equivalent of 1 year's salary. So it was not just a token gesture. It was a genuine splurge. No wonder the greedy thief Judas would have liked to get his hands on it. And to be honest, many, if not most of us, would feel similarly. Maybe not necessarily to steal that kind of money, but to have that kind of wealth in our pocket. How sad it is that we often honor a person more after they're gone than when they're with us. And, of course, that reminds me of the story of three men who were standing in a visitation talking about their friend who was in the coffin. And the first man said, "You know, I hope they really remember me for what a great family man I was and how I was a father to my children." The second man said, "Yes, I agree with that, but I hope they also talk about what a great co-worker I was and all the wonderful contributions I made." The third one said, "That's all well and good, but I hope they say, 'Look, he's moving.'" Turns out when Jesus dies, they say, "He is risen." Many honored Jesus as he prepared for his passion. And we now have the opportunity to honor our Lord in worship and in how we live. To be extravagant in our loving and serving is our gift to both our Lord and to God's people. May we always be welcoming that opportunity to show extravagant love. The criticism by Judas and others is dismissed as missing what was going on. Jesus says, "The poor will always be with you." Given Jesus' record of attention to the poor, this is hardly a slight. Yes, the reality is that the poor will always be around, and for we as Christians, the poor should always be in our consciousness. The comment about Jesus also reminds us of our own imperfection, the sin and corruption that is a part of all of us. But where is the extravagance in your life? I don't mean for yourself. Where and when have you stepped out to outrageously show your love for God or to someone you have loved? It might not be something monetary. It might be like three members of my extended family who each offered up their kidney to transplant and save the life of someone dear to them. My sister, my nephew, and my first cousin all received that precious gift. Their donors will carry the scars for a lifetime as a reminder of the tremendous gift of love they offered. We've had at least one member of St. John's who has done similarly. We've all heard stories of others who have done remarkable, perhaps heroic, or maybe very private, yet extravagant things for the sake of another, for the sake of the world, for our God. Lent is a time when we consider the incredible gift of love that has been offered to us in our salvation in Jesus Christ. As beneficiaries of such extravagant love, we are released, maybe even encouraged, to show a generosity and extraordinary love of our own. I challenge you to find the joy that Mary found in that jar of perfume, the excitement of that special gift, the incredible satisfaction of one who gives life and joy and grace to another. In Jesus' name.